Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to share about coding. Just recently, this is so exciting, because just recently, Mark Zuckerberg, the guy who started Facebook in his dorm room, and Bill Gates, the really first internet or computer really prodigy, you know, super young kid brain, right? And actually the founder of Dropbox, it's an application that some of us use, they're putting together, they're on this video, and they're really started this organization, or they're promoting basically teaching children how to code at a young age. They're talking about all the opportunities that are available to you, and they're saying, listen, you need to be taught this in school. You need to learn this in high school. You need to get this education now, because we need you. Can you imagine this? We need you. Listen to this.
What do you want to be when you grow up, Olivia?
An astronaut.
I want to be a fashion designer.
A basketball player.
I want to be an actor.
A doctor.
A teacher.
A chef.
An artist.
What do you want to be when you grow up? A mermaid.
Do you know what a computer programmer is?
No.
No. I think it's something that has codes and is able to decode a mystery.
I think that they...
Wait, what?
Computer programmer?
No.
Nowadays, just about everything requires some form of programming. So, what is it? Programming is basically explaining to a computer what you want it to do for you.
When you're programming, you're teaching possibly the stupidest thing in the entire universe, a computer, how to do something.
Programming is one of the only things in the world that you can do where you can sit down and just make something completely new from scratch, you know, whatever you want.
It's really not unlike kind of playing an instrument or something, or you know, or playing a sport. It starts out being very intimidating, but you kind of get the hang of it over time.
Coding is something that can be learned, and I know it can be intimidating. A lot of things are intimidating, but, you know, what isn't?
A lot of the coding that people do is actually fairly simple. It's more about the process of breaking down problems than, you know, sort of coming up with complicated algorithms as people traditionally think about it.
Well, if it's fairly simple, why aren't there more of us doing it? Over the next 10 years, there will be 1.4 million jobs in computer science, and only about 400,000 grads qualified for those jobs. That's a shortage of 1 million people. So, how do you start?
I was obsessed with maps when I was a kid, and cities specifically. So I taught myself how to program. I had a very clear goal of what I wanted to do, which is to see a map of the city on my screen and play with it, put things on the map, move things around the map, see what was happening in the city, how it worked, how it lived, how it breathed.
The best early thing was actually using software to decide when the classes in my school would meet, and that put me in a position to decide which girls were in my class.
The first program I wrote asked things like, what's your favorite color, or how old are you?
I first learned how to make a green circle and a red square appear on the screen.
The first time I actually had something come up and say, hello world, and I made a computer do that, it was just astonishing.
When I finally learned a little bit of programming, that blank wall resolved into a bunch of doors, and you open them, and finally you start to open enough doors that the light comes in. And to me, a finished program is like a structure filled with light. All the corners are illuminated. You understand the structure of it. It's a really serene feeling to have completed that.
It took me some time to realize that creating things with your hands or creating code, creating programs, is just a different way to express creativity. I think right now there's a big emergence of the culture of making. People who make their own scarves and hats. people who write their own apps.
Now it's just limited by your imagination and sort of what kinds of ideas can you, what kind of understanding can you build in the computer so that it can do these things that were previously impossible?
All great things are built in teams when you collaborate with other smart people.
You're testing your ideas, you're stimulating each other. That's what makes us successful. It's not some...
Wow, how exciting is that? How exciting. We're going to make this a video available for you on the Torch. But you have Bill Gates, you have Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook. You have the gentleman who developed Dropbox. It's a great app where you can store things off of your iPhone and synchronize it to your computer. I mean, these guys are all talking about how, listen, you need to look in the future to have learn coding. In fact, there's even a segment on here listening to NBA basketball player Chris Bosh, mm-hmm. who took coding in college. And he's saying, you know, some of my friends are like, oh, you know, you're taking this. That's a geeky thing. I actually started earlier in school. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, this is great. And one of the things that coding does, and I'm sure you, Pat, you tell us more about this, but it helps children with critical thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really helps you to use your brain to truly think and to process. Mm-hmm. And my understanding that basically, you know, someone says, what is coding? Coding is according to Wikipedia, help me out if we're doing it right, but it says the purpose of programming is to create a set of instructions that computers use to perform a specific operation or to exhibit desired behaviors.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it.
So when we click on something, Pat, that says home button,
yeah,
or a click on a video, mm-hmm. that just doesn't just magically happen, right?
Yeah, there's code behind it that actually is talking to itself, telling, you know, go do this, go pull this video from this X server and bring it to you, and it's just amazing. I mean, I see it, I don't even understand it, but it just works.
And you know how to do it?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm not like a writer, but I'm a good copy and paster.
but think
I recognize it though, put it that way.
Yeah, and it's basically a computer language mm-hmm. that tells websites and other applications mm-hmm. what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's coding that you use for websites and there's obviously coding that writes programs. A little bit different, but
same type of concept.
Yeah. What you see at the face value is not, I mean, that's half of what's going on. The rest of it's in the back, you know, see, doing all the work.
Right.
To do in the background. What you see, yeah, in the background.
Right. It's like the guts of the inner working of something. Just because you hit the play button or the blender doesn't, you know, there's other things working.
Right. Getting in your car and turn on the ignition and it goes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more going on underneath that hood than just
that's that.
Right. Put it that way.
That's right. Well, look at the outlook. And we're going to share these stats with you so you can see this on the Torch, but they're projecting that by 2020, 1 million more jobs, there's going to be 1 million more jobs than students by 2020.
Oh, wow.
Are you talking about an opportunity, a career opportunity, a major shift? And we've been talking how technology is going to advance over the next 5 years dramatically. Mm-hmm. It's a $500 billion opportunity. Think about that. A $500 billion opportunity, and they expect to have 1.4 million computing jobs, and there's only 400,000 computer science students.
Wow.
There are not enough students. There's not enough graduates who are learning this amazing skill, this computer language, if you will, and they're going to have more jobs than they actually have students that are qualified. They said of computer science is among the highest paid college degrees, and computer programming is growing at twice the national average. Right now, students that are graduating with math and science represent about 98%, while only 2% of graduates, of students, are studying computer programming. Mm. How amazing is that? And yet, the job indication, only 40% of jobs are going to be available in math and sciences, yet 60% 60% of computer programming jobs, 60% of all jobs are going to be in computer programming, and only 2% of people actually studying it. Now, if you're at home and you're listening to this, or you're in your, you're like, you're getting excited because there's an opportunity for you. You got to catch the wave. You know, you got to catch the wave. They say less than 2.4% of college students graduate with a degree in computer science. And that's fewer than 10 years ago. Which is really interesting because you would think there'd be more students that want to, you know, study this with all the technology, but it's actually fewer. And 9 out of 10 schools right now don't even offer programming classes.
Wow.
Only 1 out of 10. And then they say that 41 out of 50 states, coding classes don't even count towards high school graduation. So this is not even something that students are not even being exposed to on a high school level. And so we're talking about this young man, Jaquin, I believe his name was, who walked for the interview, Reagan, and all these different type of opportunities. Let me tell you something. This website, it's you can go to the code.org. And again, we're going to make this available for you on the Torch, code.org. But they actually have reference sites that you can actually learn how to code. Which is pretty cool because I actually checked this out. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That they show you on the right screen of the computer how a dog will actually you can move like this little animated dog by doing a few cursor moves. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. So they show you kind of a split screen. But also they list, I mean, I don't know, maybe a dozen websites that have tutorials that you can actually learn how to code. There's a website or development called Scratch that you can actually create things with it. And this is a great way, you know, to for a young child to learn, great way to involve critical thinking, great way even for an adult to learn. These things are at no cost to you. They're free right now, and it's just a great way. I actually had a chance to, real quick, download an app. They have apps right now for your iPad. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. To teach children how to code. So I downloaded this app called Cargo Bot. Okay. Uh-huh. And basically what it does is you're supposed to be 8 years old and up. It's hilarious because you have to pass the tutorials in order to play the game. I can't get past the second tutorial because you have to tell this electrical claw arm what to do.
Yeah.
And it goes down, picks up this box and moves it over. You know, this whole app was actually created. This whole tutorial, this whole game was created on another program that teaches you how to create. It's all available on iPad. I mean, it's just all available. We're going to make this available to you, but why not exercise critical thinking? Why not be looking at an opportunity where we can, like we talked about earlier on VFN Radio, raise our children's vision higher and kind of prepare them to use technology, especially for the purposes of God and the kingdom of God. I mean, right now, I believe Jesus.net is an evangelism website that I came across. They just celebrated, I believe, it was something like 4 to 5 million decisions for the Lord. They just celebrated 5 million decisions for the Lord in just a few short years of being able to have that website available and sharing the good news of you know, the kingdom. Think about that. Just with a simple website. Mm-hmm. Imagine what we're going to be able to do with cutting-edge technology, knowing this coding to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't miss this. Get a part and learn and share this with your children. Teaching our children, getting them prepared for all the amazing technology and employment opportunities that await them in the next, my goodness, what, 7 years? In the next 7 years, and we've been talking about how this explosion of technology and advancement is going to take place. I mean, we've talked about this previously on The Torch. You want to go back and encourage yourself. One of those highlights is called "The Future of Technology is Now, from the New Google Glasses to 3D, three-dimensional printing of body parts." I mean, it's just
crazy.
It's crazy, you know, but why not? Why not empower our children instead of playing video games? Why don't you learn how to create a video game.
Yeah, right.
Why don't you create something that's going to be able to help someone and add value to our society, and it's going to help people? You know, Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, one of the first things he created, I believe, was an app, and it just went crazy, it went viral, and he did it as a teenager. Just made something and just playing around, and that's how he really got started. So imagine getting started young.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.